Does anybody understand Svetavatra? Anybody in here understand Svetavatra? Anybody? Nobody? Huh. Gotcha. John chapter 10, verse 9. Just traipse around the world, you'll run into it one day. What do they call it? What do they call their nation? Hrvatska. Who knows what Hrvatska is? See there, listen to you. Y'all need to travel some more. It's called Croatia. Croatia. Hrvatska, Svetavatra. That means holy fire. Boy, I was there a couple of months ago, and I walked on this street. Now, I get to do some really nice stuff in my life, and this to me was nice. There's this cobblestone street. There's this fella that wrote almost, what do you say, how much is it, Bible school boys? Two-thirds of the New Testament. His name is Paul. I was in this city where Paul the Apostle came and started a church. In the street he walked on, when he first got there, he walked up from the ocean and walked right down this cobblestone street preaching the gospel. I got to do that. Now, I like that. That was fairly nice. Now, that to me was fun. There you go. So, and I got to preach on this Roman fortress. How many thousand years old is it? Lots. 2,000-year-old fortress deal that the Romans made. And I'm there on this wall that they built preaching the gospel, just like Paul did. And I like that. That was, to me, a good deal. You see this smile? You ain't going to slap it off. I don't care how hard you hit me. There's been better than you try, honey. John chapter 10. But see, the thing I liked about these people, I'm going back there, they want to work with us, and so I'm thinking about it. And everybody in that service, and there was a whole bunch of them, hundreds of them, everybody in there had lost somebody in the war, the one that just got over. Everybody had suffered some sort of torture. And there's these 50 caliber, 30 caliber bullet holes everywhere through that city. And listen, and these people are on fire for the Holy Ghost. Man, it's really something. You ought to hear, boy, they got some kind of stories. Huh? So verse 9, John 10, 9. I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me will be saved, will live. He will come in and he will go out freely. He will find pasture. Now, last night we dipped in the well. Did you bring your cups back? Anybody? All right, lift them up high. Now, let's take a drink. Ready? Boy, that's really nice, isn't it? That's good. The thief comes in order to steal, kill, destroy. I came that you might have what? That you might enjoy what? And that you can have it how? You can have it abundantly. And in Amplified it says, too full till it overflows. I'm serious about this overflow deal. We got to have this thing overflowing. It's got to be all the time. It's got to be amazing. It's got to be a wonder. It's got to be, you have got to intimidate the devil no matter where you go. You've got to be so overflowing. It don't matter your circumstances. It matters your overflow. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. So Isaiah 12, John 10. Now back up here, please, to John 3. Let's try to make it past 16, if you don't mind. Most people get stuck there. There's more in there than that. Let's go on past it. Let's go down here to 28. See, here's the deal. When you're sitting there and you got this little Indian girl, she's looking at me, you know, to her I am this giant, you know, and I can do any kind of miracle. And this little bit, you got to understand, you got this little girl that got hit with the rock, you know. And she's just standing there, just amazed. And I'm, because she's watched God work through us, you know, in her little bitty life. See, she's been, I mean, in most grown humans in modern lead nations have never seen the power of God. And you got these third world people that God sends and throws his power everywhere. Just everywhere. Anything you want to do, you get to do. And it's fun, and I like it. And it don't matter what you ask, you get it. Serious. All right. Now you've got to get this. The drinking with joy, the going in and having pasture and eating and in and out, and it's as full and as powerful as you want to be, you can be. You don't have to allow the demon to steal, kill, and destroy. You can walk in abundant life. You can actually walk in the joy of power every day that you're, as soon as your eyes open. You don't have to crank off startup. You're there once your eyes open. See, look. There, all right. We work mainly with the poor. All right. And Jesus likes that. So, but there are these very wealthy people, man, getting saved in our work. They are way, way millionaires. Lots of millions of U.S. and all that. And this one guy gets saved, and he don't mind. You got to understand this culture. You don't go to university half your life. He was born into wealth. He goes off to school, you know, and then he gets given this, you know, this 5,000-acre ranch that's his part, you know, and he's just gotten all these stores, and oh, they're just so wealthy. It's nice, you know. And as long as he's not saved, they don't bother him. He gets born again. The first thing they do is kidnap him. He hadn't been born again, but just, about 3 weeks. And he goes out to his ranch, and there they are waiting on him with these maltrayetas. Jesus' name. And you see what's important to me, don't you? Because you don't know. You don't know that she's not going to get up. You don't know that. Holy Ghost. They take this fella, beat him up, smack him around. He's a big boy now. And he's a chop suey fella. He did all that when he was going up. You know, that's what rich people do, I guess. And so, you know, and they got him. And they got these weapons on him, these maltrayetas. They're automatic weapons. And they're beating him around. And they, you know, we're going to kill you. And then we're going to, if they don't give us the money we want, we're going to go right down the line through your family. And so, you know, he's brand new Christian. Brand new Christian. And he's sitting there, and he don't know the Bible like most of you sitting here. He read, on his own, he read Psalms 91. Y'all ever read that before? This is what he told me the other day. I was just down there with him, and I heard his whole testimony, the whole deal. Man, you should hear it. Wow. Make several books out of it. Somebody could get rich. And are y'all in John 3 yet? Did you find verse 28? All right. I'll get there in a minute. So they drag him through this fence, and he said to God, now this is a new Christian. He don't even know. He said this out loud to his captors. He said, look, I just got born again. He said, now I don't know what that means. He said, but I do know that you don't have the right to do this to me. He said, because I read it in Psalms 91, and he quoted it to him. Well, as soon as he quoted it to him, a spirit of confusion hit them. serious. A spirit of confusion sent by the Holy Ghost hit them. They go to fussing and fighting over a stupid, how they going to get him over a fence. And it turned into a gun battle. And while they were firefighting each other, he splits. Yeah. Holy Ghost. So the arrows may fly, and they were flying. They were lead arrows. Holy Ghost. There you go. Good, huh? Holy Ghost. John 3. Y'all there finally, right? Verse 28. This amplified it, okay? All right, it says, now you yourselves are my witnesses. You personally bear me out that I stated I am not the Christ, the anointed. Listen to this. The Messiah. But I have only been sent before him in advance of him. That's who we are. We're the alive advance guard. We're bringing in the second coming, another coming of Christ. It's on the way. You hear me? So it's important. Take your cup. Ready? Pick your cup up. Everybody's got one. Ready? Take a drink. That's pretty good. So it's important that you drink from the well. It's important that you go in the door, out the door, have pasture. It's important that you are healthy in the Holy Ghost. You may need a spirit of confusion sent from the Holy Ghost to attack your enemies one day. You don't know. You don't know. You think you know. You know how far it is from here to the house. You know what's at the house, but you don't know what your next breath is. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the pasture. You need the drink. You need the abundance. You need the joy. I have only been sent before him and advanced it to him to be his appointed forerunner, his messenger, his announcer. I announce to you the coming of the Lord. I proclaim to you Jesus is coming. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. Do you understand? He has me. I think we should blow the shofar. What'd you say? You good with that? Hip yourself. Go, man. Yeah. Let's do this. So you got all these little missionary kids down there. And when I'm with them, the parents come. Some of them get up at 3 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning to travel to where I'm at. So we can pray together. That's what we do. Working every day, 12, 14 hours a day. And they bring all these kids with them. See, you don't think that way. But I never have thought you was right in the first place. We get together as a family of the Lord. We are forerunners. We are anticipators. We are messengers. We are announcers of the holy power of God. That's who we are. And I got all these kids, and I blow this shofar and this ram's horn. I have this real nice ram's horn. And boy, these kids love that thing. And I bring them around there, and I'm teaching every last one of them how to be an announcer. How to blow a trumpet in Zion. How to be the one who stands and announces the coming of the King. You ought to see them. Every one of them's on their parents about getting them a horn and learning how to blow it. And I'm teaching all of them. I'm going to get them all a horn. All of them. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the groomsman who stands by and listens to him rejoices greatly and heartily on account of the bridegroom's voice. Oh, hallelujah. This then is my pleasure and joy. It is now complete. I tell you, I'm so blessed about the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Look. See, look. I was over yonder in Curacao. That's over there, the Netherlands Antilles. It's right off Venezuela, about 50 miles, 60 miles. You can on a clear day see, actually, Venezuela. And I'm there. We have about 1,200 folks there, and something like that. Maybe more. Maybe a lot more. I don't know. It's a bunch. And so, Holy Ghost. There's this guy with cancer. He's got three different kinds of cancers. This massive tumor. So they brought him up there, four of them. Brought him up there on this side. And I'm talking, you know, and all that. And I saw him as soon as we start, these four people bring him. Plus, he's got a walker, and they got him out of the hospital. I mean, he's a dead man. I'm out. Listen to me. What's it called? Level four or something? It's called a stage four. There it is. And he's dead. I mean, that's it. And so two or three of us that was on that team at that time, we prayed for him. And, you know, I'm there and I'm looking at him and they tell me cancer and everything. You know, all this different kinds. It's three of them or something. Lots of different kinds of demons. And I said to him, what do you want? It's all in Spanish. You know, que quieres, pues. Sanidad, por favor. Healing, please. Está bien. It's all right. And so I sit there and I grab that tumor. It was a weird feeling thing. And Jesus' name. And then there's so many people to pray for. It's not that I don't want to take a lots of time with a person. That's not true. It's just that I don't have the time to do that. I've been there for 2 days praying for all those folks there if I'd have taken like half an hour apiece, you know. Pleasure and joy. You see that? This is my pleasure and joy then. Pleasure and joy. Pleasure and joy. Time for a drink. So, I'm over there praying for these people. And there's one of these voodoo devils. Now, I don't know, y'all probably don't know much about that. But voodoo is just a sissy. Serious. I get lots of people agitated because they're afraid of that stuff. Ha. How we doing? Doing good tonight? Jesus bless you, darling. Jesus' name. Fire. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Nice big stage. Plenty of room. It's nice. Holy Ghost. When the real revival of God hits, there'll be plenty of good place to put all the wheelchairs. I've seen that. It's nice. So, there's this voodoo demon. It just, this pregnant girl's snake, the whole thing. And I'm over there just looking at it. It's really weird how a human body can conform to a spirit. It's really unusual. You see? And so this is all happening, and all of a sudden, all the people in there at once gasped. That's what happens when miracles happen. When people see miracles, it takes the human off guard. It don't matter what culture, people group. That's what I've seen anyway. I turn around and see what they're gasping about, because I was enjoying myself with this thing, watching it. And I turn around, and up there on the platform, the guy was dying over there a while ago. He done gathered up his aluminum deal. Walker. And he's done started running around and around and around and around. Yeah, that was nice. And all the cancer left, he's healed, it's a blessing. Holy Ghost, there you go. Now, where was we? Verse 30, this is what I'm trying to get to finally. Verse 30, he must increase. You got to understand, you're important because you're an announcer of the Christ. You're valuable in God's scheme, but you must never look at yourself in the mirror and go, wow, it's happening. You are not that valuable. That's pride. It's the increase of the Christ in you that causes the power to flow. It's the decrease of you in you that causes the power of the Holy Ghost to flow in you. What are we wanting? All right. We're wanting the dead raised, the blind see, the lame walk. We're wanting our counties, our parishes, our states, our nation to bow to the Holy Ghost. That's our goal. That is our scheme. That's our vision. That's what we're going about it in lots of different ways. But that's our goal. It should be. And he must increase, but I must decrease. He must grow more prominent, and I must grow less so. Now, jump over to Isaiah 9, please. That guy getting healed of that cancer, I just stood there really shocked, looking at him running around. I just lost track of what I was doing. Because when you see God do something that is absolutely extraordinary, it really is a blessing to see. The minute you see it, your mind starts categorizing and making excuses. It's amazing. I think it is. Here in verse 6, Isaiah 9, verse 6. There's something that I have to share with you. We've got to allow this to happen. It's the beginning of verse 7, but I want to read verse 6. I was sharing with, there was somebody in here last night that had pancreatic cancer. It's incurable. But I was over yonder in Leipzig, Germany. And they brought in Mama in a wheelchair. She was absolutely, the doctors gave up on her and all this. So she was home to die, actually. And they brought her to the service, and we laid our hands upon her head. And in the morning, she's up and made breakfast for everybody. They get up to Mama's cooking. That's a good smell, Mama's cooking. That is something you grow up with, you lose it, and you don't, most of the time you don't get it back. But every now and then you do get to. And, and so they all go in there, and there's Mom cooking. She said, I want to get y'all something to eat because we got to go to the mall and go shopping. I mean, just a while ago, she was almost dead, and now she's completely healed. But it wasn't just healed. She had a new pancreas. She's completely healed. She's restored. Holy Ghost. I'm good. I'm really good with this. Woo! I'm feeling it. I'm just on fire. I like that. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. The government shall be on his shoulders. You quoted that a while ago. Remember that? What can I say? There you are. And his name. Look, I went out to this village a long time ago. And they took me off my horse, and my dog ran off and hit an old nut. I have this ferocious Catahoula hog dog with me. And I'm on this dapple gray war horse deal. It stomps. I mean, he's wild, and I like him too. And I mean, they took me and beat the ever-lovin's. Whew. Boy, it hurt. And then they drag you over there and throw you in the river, and you'd float away, you know, and all that. And they think they killed you in the whole deal. That's what they think. You know, but they didn't. And there you come to on the bank, and you crawl back over to the horse. You got to get up there. Man, you can't. You beat up, and you can't. You got to do this. You got to tighten all this cinch and do all this stuff. And now the dog's there, and he's all happy because he ain't afraid no more. Now I'm mad at him, and I don't want him around me because he should at least got one or two of them. And so, because, you know, he's a dog. He can get away with it because that's what dogs do, is they bite people. But I'm a Christian, so I'm not legal to fight them. So, I couldn't. I was still pretty much knocked out. But I got this thing put together, and I got on this horse. I just laid down the deal, and he got me home, and my wife put me back together again. That's what she does. And, you know, so years go by and all that. And this is what I'm fixing to tell you is beyond astounding. It's really weird. This, my son-in-law sitting right there. Stand up, Sean, say hi. There you go, hi. We was up on this mountain, and I was with my son, Jody. Jody, stand up, say hi. You know, and we was in this village, and we was working, you know, and the people come, this guy got stabbed through with a machete. So, you know, so I told him, Brother Sean, I said to him, I need you, if you don't mind, take these pastors, and y'all go down and do that job. We'll finish here, and we'll meet at this place. Okay, so he takes off. He goes down, takes some pastors with him and all that. They go down there and find this guy. So they prayed for him and all. So he comes back to the meeting place. We're not there yet. We're on our way. And we get down there. Well, he's sitting there, and this fella comes up on a horse. I don't know, 40, middle 40s. I don't know how old he was, something like that. And he comes up on a horse, and he starts talking to Brother Sean. He says, you know, I knew a gringo one time. That's us. And he said, yeah, he did. He said he got beat up in our village and run off and all that. And I was there, you know. And Brother Sean's talking to him, you know. He said, yeah. He said, who was it? He said it was David. Well, that's me. And it turns out in that village, this boy was watching the whole deal, and he got saved. The gospel, I got beat up. I got trashed. I got run off. I lost. That's what you see physically. See, most Christians, because of the government of hell and its power against us, we submit to it. But see, the whole deal hinges on the well. It don't hinge on your ability physically to understand what's happening around you. Was it 17 years later? Was it? Or 18 or something. Is that right? Something around there, this guy, because we went in there, he got saved. He's got a church, what was it, 70 or so people or adults or something. And I got, my picture of the place was fists and sticks and blood and hurt and pain and an old dumb dog run off of me. That was my picture. That wasn't God's picture. God's picture was, you take your foot and you put it on that ground for me, because every place your foot trods, I will give it to you. Now, we've got churches all in there now. And we're still running into people. We run into one not long ago. It was, what, 20 years. I'd gone up this mountain by myself. There ain't no describing to you what that means. I was a kid, man. It was before backpacks. And I couldn't afford them real expensive ones. So I just carry a sack in an Indian bag. And I just walk. And I had to go to Kmart and buy those $5 track tennis shoes. And it don't matter. It don't matter. I'd go up there and I had to sleep in cornfields. I didn't know anybody, and they'd come and they'd try to. I was a trapper in Louisiana before I went to work for the gospel. I was a good hunter and all that. And how we doing? Still awake? How am I putting you to sleep? No. You all right? Yes, ma'am. And Holy Ghost. There's this one place called Pie de la Cuesta. It's the foot of the climb, and you've already climbed. In those days, it was like a 12-hour climb to get to the climb, because that's where it turned up. And I went in there, and man, they the same old deal. They knock you down, beat you up, and knock you out, and throw you in the woods and all that. But these people are getting saved, and I lost them all. Lost all this whole area. Because these radicals, and I was radical, and I still am. And I went in there, and not long ago, we went in this village, and they asked these young men, they're sitting right here. There used to be a man come through here preaching. And he got beat up all the time, and they threw him out of the villages. Surely he's dead by now. And they said, no, we work for it. Do you hear me? It's not about your physical sight, because you can't see very far. It's not about your understanding. It's finite. His is infinite. It's not about your shoulders. It's about His shoulders. It's not about your government. It's about His government. We got to change toward His government. His government's wild. It's radical. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's no limits. It's no holds barred. Just get in there and get it. Just as long as you want to, have at it. So I'm going to go the whole way in Jesus' name. I decided that not long ago. And so here's what I want you to look at. And even though all these getting beat ups and I've been shot, I've been left in the river for dead 3 times. And it's a hard thing to try to get you to understand that difficulty. And you see a good attitude on me. It's because I do have one. It's because it's a pleasure to hike till my feet bleed and my $5 track tennis shoes fall off on the ground. And I get home to Miss Hogan and she ties up. The only few towels we got, she cuts them up and ties them on my feet. And her and these kids are out there and she's crying as I walk off because I can't tell her when I'll be back. Because I don't know that answer. Y'all have everything structured in your life straight through to the grave, including your caskets. That would be a sad life for me. So wonderful to follow the Holy Ghost and to get to do weird stuff, fun stuff. Because listen to what His name is. Wonderful Counselor. The Prince of Peace, is He? I was there the other day in one of them villages where I got busted. I wanted on purpose. They told me about these people and I wanted to see them again. So I went up there. And I looked them right in the face and told them the same thing I told them 20 years ago. Jesus is King. Do you understand we can do this? It's easy. And it don't matter who's going with you. It don't matter how many there are against you. Ah! It don't matter their armaments. It matters your King. Okay, I get it. Y'all need to take a breath. I done got you scared now. All right, okay. Let's go ahead, everybody. Okay, calm down. We're going to win. Draw your swords and let's go. No, we're not going to reconsider and replan. You got enough of that to sink battleships. You got so much vision, you can sink the whole American fleet. Let's go. Let's shoot off some rounds. I want to smell the gunpowder, buddy. I want demon blood on me. Let's go. So, they was wrong when they told you I got soft. I just know how better to use my words. All right. I'm after this. You ready? I'm trying to get there. His name shall be called Wonderful. Say it with me. Wonderful! They're beating you up. And I know that all I got to do is grab. I got two hands. All I got to do is grab two esophaguses. And just squeeze them lightly. 5 pounds of pressure. And those things will crush. And the rest of them will get afraid and you win. It's easy. But because of who is wonderful, I have to stand there and look at him. Because he will take up my slack. Because he is wonderful. You say to me, I can't do that. No, I weigh less than you can't. But because of him, I can. But because he's wonderful. Because of his counselor. I'm standing there. I've been hiking for 150 miles. You wouldn't understand that, would you? And I'm tired finally. Jesus. And there's two trails in front of me, and I got an orange. I'm looking at those trails. And I'm eating that orange. I've seen 4 dead raisins on this trip. I've seen 40 blinded eyes. I've seen hundreds of people get saved. I never told a brother I was coming. Never did. Every time I walked into the village, they were waiting on me 100%. Counselor. Which trail, Holy Ghost? There's two. One of them's not right. God never gives you choices. He gives you leading. You have to listen. We go on the right trail. Coming up the left side is 200 Mexican regulars. They were hunting me. If I'd have taken the left trail, I'd have went to jail for 15 years. What was the reason? Preaching the gospel. The judge, after they caught me, the judge, I actually turned myself in. The judge tells me, he's not a friend of mine, but I know where he lives. I've been to his house, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He says to me, David, off the record, I don't want you to answer the next question on the record. Are you guilty of winning men's soul from a burning hell? I looked him right in the face. Absolutely. Well, you leave me no choice. I hope I get the guilty verdict in heaven. Guilty of winning souls. My Bible says in verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. It doesn't matter the war. It doesn't matter the social standing. It doesn't matter the point of view, the counsel of men, the wisdom of men. Those things are not relevant. What's relevant is the government, the increase of the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, of his peace. It's not going to have an end. You cannot terminate God by terminating me. That gives me freedom. Y'all ready? Got your cup? Drink is oft in remembrance of me. I remember you, Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Holy. We've had a barrage of things happening lately. One of them, there's two things mainly that's happening this year. I don't know exactly what the whole purpose. I don't quite have it all figured out, so I don't try anymore. I just do. We're going back to John. There's these demon possession cases that are getting... There's lots and lots of them this year and last year. It's just, we're finding stacks of these people chained to trees, demon possessed, in the nude, 17, 18, 20 years, fingernail, devils. And you walk up to them, it's really amazing. You walk up to them and you just touch them. And everybody's, don't touch. And they open and unlock these cages. They got 4x4 wood cages they got these people in. On three of these big chains and all that. And you walk in there and there's all this growling's carrying on and spitting all this, throwing feces at you and stuff. And you walk on over there and you touch them in Jesus' name. And then the next time you go, the chains are off. They're in their right mind and they get born again. See how nice it is? Yeah. Holy Ghost. The increase. John 3:30. He must increase. Isaiah 9:7. He must increase. His government must increase. It will increase. It's a fortunate event that we're in it. We are blessed. He is holy. He is wonderful. He is Counselor. He is God. John chapter 3, verse 34. For since he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Since I came here, thank you. Thanks for taking care of us, the food, the things you've done, the basket, all the stuff you did. Thank you. There's lots of unseen things happening, people talking to my son-in-law, all sorts of stuff happening for this to happen. Thank you for it. I'm not easy to deal with. I will vanish tomorrow afternoon and you won't find me. It's on purpose. I'm headed home. But I have to speak the message if I'm given the opportunity. I have to do it with courage and boldness, authority and anointing. It must be done so he can increase. It's all about increasing God and Jesus and the blood, the anointing of the power of the great, great Holy Ghost. Thank you, great Holy Ghost. that God does not give him his spirit sparingly or by measure. I want you to get over. You'll never be good enough to drink. You are made able, fit, worthy by the blood covenant of the Holy Ghost. You are redeemed by the blood and the spoken word of God. You are washed by the word of the Holy One. He makes you worthy. We drink and enjoy and are grateful. It's His goodness that allows that. Holy. There's no limit. We're not even started yet. People say to me all the time, it's a good thing you are successful. Honey, you got a different God than I do. I don't know this is success. I know this is a wonderful thing God's doing. But whenever we get to be like Him, we are successful. It says so in Psalm 17, the last verse. I will be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Now that is satisfaction. I am a far stretch from that. But I am on my way to it. In Jesus' name. One of our main leaders. I'm going to stop. I feel like it's time. One of our main leaders' wives got this incurable disease. It's called cancer. And Ascamate. She, I'm not going to eat your cookie. You can have your cookie. Okay, you can have my cookie. Yeah. Man, I'm on fire. Holy Ghost. Good evening. How you doing? That's all right. You're doing fine. Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You know, I went into this one place. And this kid was 17 or 19 years on these chains, and they was big old 3/8-inch trace chain. That's what we use when we pull these four-wheel drives around. They get mud and stuff. And it's not the parents' fault. It's not somebody opening and closing no door. It's the chain's fault. Everybody gives too much credit to the devil and all these issues. And the chain knows better than to bind people because it's made out of a product of this planet that the great Holy Ghost made, so it's the chain's fault. It shouldn't chain these people up. So I laid my hands on these chains and told them, you are out of order. Weird, huh? It was until we left, and 30 minutes later, the kid sits up after 17 years of being chained and looks at his mama and says, you mamas, listen to me. How good would this feel to you? Taking care of a demon-possessed son for 17 years and him sit up and look at you and say, I'm good now. Y'all got some weird ideas on stuff. You know that? There was this one that came to church and she's there and she's sick. And how many of them demons was it that spoke to her there at Claudio's place? It was like three of these big giant demons came. Remember that service we was out at Puyicaco, remember? I think it was three of these massive demons came. And they're there and she's in a coma. And they're talking to her. We come to get you. And she's there in a coma, and she's looking at these demons. We can't see them. We're there praying for her. And she's really weird looking. I mean, she's convulsing. All sorts of stuff's happening. And she's... then she comes back to, and she tells us this deal about these three demons. And they're trying to get to her. And they're all upset and everything. And they're screaming and hollering at her. We're going to get you. But we can't get you because he's standing there. I need you to take a deep breath. Ready? Let's go. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. She was so blessed. She brought me these flowers. You ought to have seen these flowers. It was, I don't know, like this bouquet was this big. I don't know where they got those things, but somebody made them, and it was nice. It'd been worth lots of money up here. Will y'all stand up, please? Y'all looking like you need to do something else. So, what's the problem? How long? 16 years. You heard me talk to them change, Mom. Are you Mom? Grandma! Now, see, I wasn't afraid of you till you said that. I'm married to one of those. Oh, my. I know where this is going. Just take your time with me. I'll get there. Holy Ghost. Boys, I want y'all to come right up here and lay hands on all this junk. Holy Ghost. Oh, excuse me, sir. Stuff. Sorry. Y'all, this wonderful stuff sitting up here. Y'all are so easily offended. I'm sitting there telling you about the wonderful God, Counselor, and his whole deal. As soon as I say one word, you get all huffy at me. You're going to see that it's junk because it's going to burn one of these days. And only the true test of the Holy Ghost won't burn. You'll see. I'm right about this. Whoops. That one was wobbly. I have need. Hold on. Let's just take a breath. Everybody ready? All right. Let's take another drink, too, for while we're at it. Thank you for abundant life. Mighty God, the everlasting Father. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God is He. Saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his holy name. Wow. My goodness. Seems like it is a new one. Y'all still here? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. If you don't know Jesus, if you are backslid in your spirit, what's his name? It's a great name. I'd like to invite you up here, please. If you don't know Jesus, look at me, Grandma. You're doing a great job. You stay with it. You hear me?
Now.
He If you don't know Jesus, or if you're backslidden in your spirit, I'd like to invite you to come up here with us, please. Holy Ghost. How you doing, Jody? Doing all right? Good. Me too. Jesus. Is there anybody? Come on over here. Anybody else? Holy Ghost. Jody. Sean, talk to him. Come with him. Anyone else? Come, Jose. Habla con ella. Tráela para acá. Holy Ghost. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Cristo. Cristo. Cristo para mí. Suya. Suya. Sangre carmesí. Nada. Nada. Nada debo yo. Porque mi Jesús ha pagado ya. Is there anyone else? Needs Jesus. I want to invite you to come up here, please. There's a lower back. There's possibly rods included. Screws, maybe. Those things have a way of disappearing. There's this airline pilot flew for Delta on the long flights to Europe. Serious car wreck and had all kind of metal in his legs. Prayed for him. God took all that stuff away and healed him, gave him new stuff. Holy Ghost! Se la bacatate! Shena atea kanete. Let me show you how easy it is. This is when you're messing around in the spirit realm. You want to open holes up and stuff. You want to know how to do it? Watch. I'll show you. Shena kate. See there? It's easy. Anybody else? Holy Ghost. Two more things. I want to pray for the sick. And I want the incurables. It's just like last night. Right over here. Please come. It don't matter how many times you've been prayed for. I'm not going to fuss about that. That's a little bit too fussy for me. Just come over here. Now, if you believe that, that's your business. I mean, I don't care. It's not going to offend me at all, I tell you, I promise. Holy Ghost, right over on this side, right over here. How are we doing? Everybody good? Y'all brought your cups? We're going to need them. We're going to drink some more. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. What I really like to do, I like to do this. We get under attack a lot physically and they come after us. And I like to stand there and look at them because they expect because of the force of numbers that you're going to run from and it's all going to be a big joke. But when you stand there and look at them and tell them, is this all you got? You boys should have thought this out because I got the Holy Ghost. And my Bible says in the days of old, he broke out of people and slew thousands. You might be afraid. If I was you, I'd be nervous. They don't know how to take that kind of stuff. So you have to demand. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, mighty, mighty. God, three persons, holy, mighty, wonderful, counselor, Prince of Peace, the mighty God. the increase of His government will have no end. Holy. Now then, is this all the incurables over here according to knowledge of man and lying spirits? Is this it? Holy Ghost. I am a fortunate individual. I have been blessed with my own eyes to see every disease, all these new ones y'all keep coming up with. They keep getting healed. They just absolutely can't beat my God. It's wonderful. So I want to let you know that you're believing in an absolute losing deal here. Because the onslaught of the Holy Ghost is much greater and much grand, much more grand. It's more holy. It's wonderful. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's time to get a drink. You want a drink? Let's go. Ready? Drink. We drink from the well of living water, from the river that flows, cristalina, from the throne of God. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Taskamati. Holy Ghost. Thank you for healing Kevin in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now then, this is what I want. I want to know if there's anybody that was listening in here and you're ready to do a little bit more decreasing and a whole lot more of God increasing in your spirit. I want you to come up here with me. All over here, down this side, over here. Holy Ghost. If you're over on this side, you're not getting slighted. You can have the very same thing. It's all right. It is. True. Geography is not a problem. He holds the planet in the palm of His hand. The oceans He measured out in a drop of water. To Him, He's big. And He's mindful of us. Now that is serious. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let's see. I seem to have lost Brother Bill. There he is. Okay. I need about 15 or 20 folks to help us with this. But they need to be the people that understand what I was just talking about. You know what you're doing. I'm good. See how easy it is? You think I'm crazy. What do you think the devil thinks I am? That's the only thing that matters. I'm good. You good? Oh, yeah. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. All right. Are we organized? Somebody threw that at me. Do I have my pocket knife? I'll be nice. That thing's light. Wow. Holy Ghost. We good? Do y'all understand where I'm headed with this? Are we ready? Okay. Holy Ghost. It's very valuable. Everybody down this row, this row, this row, valuable. You're an announcer. You're a messenger. You're a forerunner. There is a king coming. He will not send you out there empty-handed or powerless. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost. You will be full of His government, His authority, His anointing. It's not your anointing. It's His. It's on loan to His messengers. Everybody on this line, look at me. I'm looking right at you. I see you. Everybody, we are together. You got it? Soldiers, that's what we are. You got it? We're on the same team. I spent so many years in those mountains by myself. It's rough. Do you hear me? But I want you to look the toll it took on me. It didn't. When I go home, I'm a soldier. I'm not this easygoing fella you see up here. It's true. Ask the snake that bit me. I took him off and threw him in under the bush hog. That's what you do with them when they bite you. He left his fangs in my arm. Then you pull them out. And then you get healed. That's how it goes. But it sure does sting. Man, that hurt. Physically, painfully, it was rough. Holy Ghost, we're going to decrease. That's not false humility. That's not a pious attitude. That's not a religious stance of any kind. That is a walk in the Holy Ghost full of the measure of God. That is an understanding of the government of God increasing, ever increasing, never decreasing. It is not legal to backslide, turn around, go back. Do not think it. Do not do it. Walk. We're going to take a breath. We're going to keep walking. It will work out. It don't matter what you lose, who you lose, how it goes about. We can overcome because that's what we are. More than overcomers. Through Jesus the righteous. That is who we are. We are not what any neighbor thinks, any kinfolk thinks. We are not what any friend thinks. We are what God thinks. Holy Ghost. That's who we are. Learn a lot out there in them hills by yourself. What I learned was, Jesus is wonderful. If I started telling you the horror stories and the hurts, there are lots of them. I've lost good friends. I've buried 15 of my main pastors. They've been murdered. It feels bad to go to sleep with that every night. But it gives me encouragement to keep the walk going and keep the fight very hot against the demon. No one dies in vain. No one suffers in vain. It's so the goodness of Christ can be manifested on the planet. And we will win. I'm cannon fodder. That don't matter. Let's go. Brother Hogan, you're too valuable. Stay behind. No. I did that once, actually. I got me a real nice desk. And I sit there about 15 minutes. What a boring life. But in the trench, on the edge where the gospel has never been preached, you got your knife. You're so battered and beat. You're so weary and worn. Sleep deprivation, lack of food. You've been left for dead so many times. And then they think they got to send their champion out on you. You know what that tells me? They're afraid of me. At my weakest moment is when they send their champion. I am a certain winner. Now then, the team is prepared. Okay. Team, identify yourself to me. And, oh, this is us. If you're not the team, you already know it, right? But if you are the team, you know that too. And what you're going to do is you're going to take, we got about 4 or 5 sections here. I need y'all to organize yourself, split up into these sections, and help us. We're going to be in there with you. I love this. What I feel on me, I cannot explain it to you. This is how you feel when the dead get up. This is how you feel when the chains fall off. This is how you feel when you love your wife. This is how you feel when you kiss your granddaughter. This is how you feel when Jesus comes back. Woo. Everybody in here, you know what you're up here for. I'd like for you to lift your hands up and thank God for it. Go ahead and announce it to the kingdom of God. I like your beard.
Thank you, sir.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. All right, we're going to do 2 things. Keep your hands up and worship God. If you can. If you can't hold them up because you don't have any stamina, that's not my problem, but do it, you know. Put them down. Holy Ghost, if your deltoids start burning real bad, put them down. It's all right. Holy Ghost. Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. We ask you to take us out of the way. We give you permission. We bow our will to the will of God. We remove us. Authority, position, hold is given to the great Holy Ghost. Pray this with me. Great Holy Ghost,
great Holy Ghost.
Come upon us.
Come upon us.
Touch us.
Touch us.
Change us.
Change us.
Grow in our spirit.
Grow in our spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, great Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Now then, I want you to receive. I want you to receive. Fire! I want you to receive. I want you to receive the presence, the anointing, the river, the wind, the fire. Blow, flow, touch, fire, wind, river, flow. Okay, boys, go. In Jesus' name. Me and my boys are going to need some ushers, helpers, catchers, whatever they're called. I want y'all to, how you know how to worship God, it's not going to offend me at all. I've been over in the Himalayas. I've been in amazing places in the Andes at 19,000 feet preaching the gospel. They live in rock igloos in the snow line in the Andes. They need Jesus. I was there an entire village one evening. I got to go. We didn't know what they wanted. The whole village got saved without anybody preaching to them except God manifesting Himself to a young girl. And the whole village got born again. I was up in the Andes. A plague of dengue fever had flooded all these villages. And the whole village was under siege. Blood everywhere. Went in there, prayed for all these homes. 100% healed. Hallelujah. Be healed. Be filled. Be blessed. Holy Ghost on you in Jesus' name. If you want music, play it. If you want, don't, I don't care. It's not going to change what's going to happen. I rebuke doubt, unbelief, refuge of hell. The Lord rebuke you. Blow that shofar, will you please, son? In Jesus' name. We attack and we attack now. Fire! Fire! Be healed! Holy! 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 I'm gonna go work a little.